in the lunchtime edition. Local and global setbacks in battling the coronavirus pandemic forced the Barbados Central Bank to revise downward its projections for economic recovery this year, following an almost 18% economic contraction in 2020. The Private Sector Association makes it clear the business community does not agree with having another lockdown, but promised to comply. The opposition leader, Bishop Athley, and the DLP leader, Verda de Pisa, support the lockdown, but Bishop Athley disagrees with keeping the air and seaports open. General support for the lockdown among members of the public, but several feel it should have happened earlier. And overseas, the UK Prime Minister announces in Parliament it's now illegal for Britons to travel for leisure. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
The Lunchtime Edition comes to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean.
We see you, 2021.
Now it's time for the Happy New Year we've been waiting for.
What are your goals this new year? Is it owning a home, land, or vehicle? How about growing your business? We've helped you through 2020, and we'll help you achieve your financial goals this new year with affordable terms, competitive rates, and our CIBC First Caribbean Client First service. Let's work together. Visit CIBCFCIB.com to learn more, or call us toll-free at 1-866-743-2257. CIBC First Caribbean terms and conditions apply.
The Barbados Central Bank reports the economy contracted by almost 18% last year as tourism and other aspects of the economy took a big hit from the COVID-19 pandemic, and has also revised downward its forecast for this year, predicting any recovery will be less than 5%, with the outlook remaining uncertain. In his review of Barbados' economic performance for 2020, Central Bank Governor Cleviston Haines noted it was an especially difficult year for the Barbados economy as COVID-19 triggered a global recession and curtailed international travel. He pointed out that a big fall off in tourism led to job losses, reduced government's revenues, and weakened the economy overall.
The real economy contracted by almost 18% during 2020. Depressed activity in the tourism sector led to spillover effects on the other sectors, a dampening of consumption, and delayed investment projects. The impact of the downturn amplified economic vulnerabilities while creating opportunities for innovation and entrepreneurship. Secondly, the labor market softened after the lockdown of the economy during the second quarter, the protracted closure of the hotel sector, and a dampening of economic activity.
And the central bank governor says the economic outlook for 2021 is now far more uncertain due to the worsening of COVID-19 infections here and abroad. He states that the re-emergence of lockdowns and travel bans globally and the tightening of quarantining requirements for travelers will slow the recovery of global tourism, on which the Barbados economy depends heavily.
The economic environment remains fluid, and there is the risk that ongoing uncertainty will diminish the confidence of travelers, continue to dampen other domestic activity, and cause unemployment to remain elevated. The bank has not yet taken into account any potential effects of the recently announced planned domestic shutdown, but it has revised downward its growth forecast from the range of 7 to 10% to below 5%. The forecast is sensitive to the demand for tourism.
The president of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams, says she fully supports the lockdown and other measures announced last night by Prime Minister Mia Amor-Morty to curb the spread of COVID-19 here.
This is something that we have touted for many, many months as being very important to breaking the cycle of transmission. And we welcome it, and we hope that Barbadians and tourists and everyone in country will understand why this is an essential step, because it is extremely necessary to prevent the community transmission that we're experiencing now from advancing.
Dr. Williams also believes the stricter measures for visitors looking to come to Barbados are very much needed.
We welcome the fact that we are now going to move to testing people on arrival with a rapid test and a minimum five-day period of quarantine, and then followed by a second PCR test. As you would know, David, this is something that we had espoused for a long time.
But Edward Clark, chairman of the Barbados Private Sector Association, has disclosed that the business community was not in favor of another lockdown. They felt the solution was to more strictly enforce the protocols, such as mask wearing.
Too many small businesses have already collapsed. Many have never reopened from the last shutdown. And our fear is that this will continue to hamper and destroy the smaller business sector, especially in Barbados. I don't think a lockdown was necessary, but we were supported. The business sector will support the government in its decision, and we continue to work with government and the officials to try and ensure this virus doesn't spread any further.
This is the Lunchtime Edition.
In association with the CIBC First Caribbean.
The opposition leader, Bishop Joseph Athley, is in full support of the lockdown, he says, but the one area he disagrees with is keeping Barbados' borders open.
The lockdown, in fact, should have come earlier, so I support that. So I support the lockdown. I am glad that supermarkets are remaining open. I do not agree with government's position to keep the airport generally open. My position is, in fact, that I think we should allow only non-discretionary travel into Barbados, but people who are in these circumstances looking to come on vacation, looking to come to get married or to honeymoon, and any kind of discretionary travel should be prohibited.
The leader of the Democratic Labour Party, DLP, Verla DePisa, also expressed support for the measures.
Having gone on record consistently since December of 2020 with our recommendations for a reset in relation to both the protocols and the need for a short lockdown, the Democratic Labour Party is relieved that the government has seen the wisdom of moving in that direction. We were not coping well. We truly needed to stop and catch ourselves.
Starcom Network News also asked members of the public about their views on the latest restrictions. Some felt the measures should have been implemented weeks ago.
In addition to the lockdown, there need to be some form of military and or increased police patrols, because people see it as an opportunity to have parties and lines.
I don't understand why the small community shops and the vendors and gas stations have to suffer while the supermarkets prospering.
Prime Minister has done a good job on one hand, but honestly speaking, I think she waited too late to introduce this thing.
What I believe is that this is about 2 weeks late. The beginning of the year, when there was a spike in cases, these measures should have been implemented then.
I think the lockdown is needed because we need to pull back these numbers.
I think this thing should happen just after the bus call. This should happen.
Speaking in the House of Commons today, the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced it is now illegal for Britons to travel for leisure.
I want to make clear that under the stay-at-home regulations, it is illegal to leave home to travel abroad for leisure purposes. And we will enforce this at ports, at airports, by asking people why they are leaving and instructing them to return home if they do not have a valid reason to travel.
Mr. Johnson also said the British citizens returning from high-risk countries must quarantine in hotels at their own expense. He said all travelers would be interrogated as to their purpose for travel. Back here in Barbados, a total of 13 people have been left homeless after two separate blazes in St. James last night damaged or destroyed six houses. Three families comprising 11 people were displaced when the first blaze destroyed three adjoining houses and damaged a third at Duggan Road, west on St. James, about 7:45. Meantime, two houses were destroyed in a fire about 11:30 p.m. at nearby Upper Carlton. A shop attached to one of the houses was also destroyed. MP for St. James North, Edmund Hinkson, says state agencies will provide whatever assistance they can, but he's also appealing to the public to chip in and help the fire victims.
I certainly help them in terms of, you know, food vouchers, clothes vouchers, but this is going to need, you know, ongoing help, especially in cases where children are involved, nothing saved whatsoever. I was immediately in touch with Minister Cynthia Ford to see what help could be offered in terms of welfare, and the welfare department is supposed to contact them today. Salvation Army, I made contact with them as well. We're calling on the public to assist.
Our top stories. Local and global setbacks in battling the coronavirus pandemic forced the Barbados Central Bank to revise downward its projections for economic recovery this year, following an almost 18% economic contraction in 2020. The Barbados Private Sector Association makes it clear that the business community does not agree with having another lockdown and also opposes the shortening of business hours, but they promise to comply. The opposition leader, Bishop Athley, and the DLP leader, Verlin Dapisa, they both expressed support for the lockdown. General support for the lockdown among members of the public as well, but several felt it should have been done earlier. Overseas, the UK Prime Minister announces it's now illegal for Britons to travel for leisure. And back in Barbados, an appeal from a government MP for public assistance for the 13 people displaced by two separate fires that damaged or destroyed six homes in two St. James districts last night. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group, Amstetson Babb. Good afternoon.